Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one conversation people really don't like to listen to is when somebody brags about their pet. My pet can do this, my pet can do this. I brag about my pets. How many times have you guys had to hear about Shake that can open doors and put envelopes under, you know, doorways so I could see that he's caught in a room? And, I mean, my animals have been able to do some miraculous things, and nobody cares, you know? Like, you care if it's your dog. Well, I'm here to listen. And apparently some researchers are also, because they think a small fraction of little puppies are exceptionally gifted. Border collies end up topping the list. They say dogs can effortlessly even learn the names of their new toys. So when you say, go get your Binky or your Boopy or Fluffy, they will know what the toy is. Go and grab it. Now, they looked at a sample of 40 dogs. 7 were able to learn the names of their toys, like Turtle, Squirrel, Mickey Mouse, and it only took 3 months of training. And they say Border Collie was able to recognize the names of a whopping 37 toys. They said, but the ability to learn toy names is relatively rare in dogs. And they say the only apparent in a number of gifted individuals. So 6 of the 40 dogs that were adept at learning toy names had prior training, meaning only one of the remaining 34 dogs, or about 3%, had to learn the skill from scratch. Now, researchers also found that both puppies and mature dogs have the ability to learn toy names, which, again, I guess, shows that they have neuroplasticity, or the ability of their brain to change and adapt. Now, the study was conducted by researchers in Hungary at the Department of Ethology, Ötvös Loránd University in Budapest. And I guess there is a genius dog challenge. This university is behind that, where it's an online competition where pups have to around the world prove that they are the smartest. And many studies before us have proven that dogs can learn words that refer to actions, like sit, down, come. But they said, we noticed that very few studies looked at the ability of dogs to actually learn names. So they looked at that. Border Collie apparently was the smartest. Let me see who else that they had ranking as pretty high. Let me see. So Border Terrier, King Poodle, Toy Poodle, Australian Shepherd, Taz, a Ben-Hur, a Schipperke, a Kelpie. I don't know. That was in the puppy group. In the adult group, they had Border Collies. Oh, they named them. Oh, so they had a Schnauzer. They had a Labrador Poodle mix, a Mongrels, a Weimaraner, I don't know, a Whippets. I don't know these types of dogs. But anyway, they say that even Schnauzers did well, King Poodles, Australian Shepherds, they all seem to do pretty well. So, I have dogs, I have cats. Everybody asks who's smarter, dogs or cats. I always thought cats are smarter. And the only reason why, you know, the one piece to this, even though you could train dogs to do almost anything, you know, dogs can even sniff out COVID. But the reason why is because my cats know not to eat another animal's poo-poo. The dog doesn't. The dog will eat another animal's poo-poo. And I think that's just plain out stupid. All right? And my dog does that. Now, some people say, well, that's great. You don't have to clean up the poo-poo. I don't want him eating it. I think any animal should understand that you don't eat the waste of another. But then again, some animals do thrive on that. So, yeah. So, the most intelligent breeds, according to WebMD, are the Border Collie, the Poodle, the German Shepherd, the Golden Retriever. Coming in number 5 is the Doberman Pinscher, the Shetland Sheepdog, the the Labrador Retriever. We had a lab. The Papillion, the Rottweiler, and the Australian Cattle Dog. Now, mind you, Rottweilers can be pretty aggressive. Some of these can be pretty aggressive. But in terms of being smart, you know, certain breeds have more abilities. But see, here's the thing also. It all depends on what you're training a dog to do. You know, one thing I don't like is where we assume a dog is not intelligent because they don't understand your baby talk. Yet, I have a friend who, I guess he hunts in Colorado, and he has those pointer dogs. Those dogs where as soon as there's something, they point, and they point in the direction, you know, and their tail and all that. So, you know, what is it you want your dog to do? Do you want your dog to be a dog? Or do you want your dog to be a, you know, purse accessory? You know, they go, look, my dog is so good, my dog will go into my purse. Any dog that'll go into your purse with the keys and the makeup and the pens poking at its side, I mean, it's a nice dog and it's a very docile dog, but I wouldn't say the dog is the smartest. So there's a video of that I posted on my Facebook. I think I've seen a lot of these before, where there's a little kid going to the balcony. And I'm not sure where the parent is. I guess the parent was just kind of videotaping and was going to jump in if they had to. But the kid starts to put his hand on the railing of the balcony like he wants to climb. And a cat, the cat that was sitting there, smacks his hand and uses even their, you know, her little claws. Then the boy tries it again, moves away from the cat. Cat leans over and grabs the other hand. And so the cat then tries to block the child from the balcony, and the child gives up and goes away. Now, this was all videotaped. So my guess is the parent has seen this before and thought that was fantastic that the cat would do that and videotaped it and all that. But, I mean, I've seen cats do some amazing things. Remember there was a child who was playing on his tricycle, and a dog started to attack the child. And the house cat, the family cat, ran to scare off the dog to protect the kid. So this is why I have a love for all animals, because I think they're all really smart. Remember there was that man who I think got fired from a pet store because all the fish were missing each morning, or a bunch of fish would be missing each morning. And so the shop owner thought he was stealing. He's like, I swear I'm not stealing. So they fired the guy, and they put up, and apparently the fish was missing the next day also after he was fired. So they put up a camera, and it turns out that the octopus that was in an aquarium all the way on the other side of the store crawled to get to the other fish, eat, and then crawled back. Don't underestimate animals. They're all smart. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many of us have gone to an adventure park, whether it was Disneyland, Adventure Water Park, Busch Gardens, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld. There was Marineland. When I grew up, there was a Marineland. I don't remember much because I was really, really little. But that was cool. There was Magic Mountain, which is now called Six Flags. And some of my favorite rides were the water rides, especially when it's hot. I love the water rides. And my kids love the water rides. One of our favorite rides is this raging water. I don't know what it's called at the California Adventure Park. But it just... You know, you get into this big round raft, and it takes you through these rapids. and you turn around and the raft turns and then somebody splashes, gets splashed. And I always bond with the people because we're a family of four. So when you sit with people in, you know, when you are, you know, put into an arena with another family. Now, I don't know with COVID if they stopped doing this with some of the rides, but when you're with another family, I start to bond because I'm like, okay, we're going to be going through this. We're going to be experiencing this together. Okay, we're in this together. And I always like to bond with people because I just, I'm a bonder and, you know, and who knows, maybe in an emergency, we all will have each other's back. I just like making connections with people. And so one time a guy was screaming. I was with somebody and he was screaming because he just was so scared. And, you know, I was there for him like, I got you. And he's like, you know, I was like, we got you. And it, you know, it's a water ride. It cools you off. It's fun. The kids get soaked. You know, but when I've sat in these things, I always do, maybe it's because of the doctor in me, I try to kind of have plan B. You know, you put on these seatbelts, and I learn the seatbelts. And I've tried to train the kids to learn the seatbelt. Do I have them do a drill, how to take off your seatbelt quickly? No, I don't. I should have. I don't think we drill our kids enough because we just never expect these freak accidents. But I put them on, and you put them on, but you don't kind of stop and go, well, how do I undo them? You know how long it takes you to get out of an airplane seatbelt? Sometimes you're like, wait a second, what do I push? And it takes a little bit, but when you're not panicked, it's fine. You get it. You end up getting out of that seatbelt, and it turns out to be okay. But in a state of panic, you might not be able to. And so sadly, during this Adventureland trip, there's some video footage of the Raging River ride at Adventureland in Altoona, Iowa, where 11-year-old Michael Jaramillo was killed when the raft flipped, and his brother is currently in critical condition and in an induced coma at the hospital. Both were doing exactly what they were told and wearing seatbelts. The raft flipped, and you see the parents in the video, you know, scream, what do we do? Apparently the father said he watched the two boys try to save each other. He tried to flip the raft back over, but he had broken his shoulder in the accident. And they couldn't save their kids. So my guess is they couldn't get out of the buckle. The current was too fast moving, not to mention you're underwater and you're hitting your head because it's shallow. That even the kids, if the kids were at first conscious, they might not have been conscious while the ride was still bouncing around. And apparently they were there to celebrate the 16-year-old's birthday. He's still in the hospital in critical condition. So you look and you see the parents freak, you see the father holding his shoulder, and that raft is just too big. That raft looks a few hundred pounds. And the video was filmed by another group who sped past them on the Raging River ride. So this wasn't anywhere near where there were people that can jump out. Now, my guess is because the rapids cause you to keep moving, the other boats kept moving. So I don't know if people were able to jump out to help. But the father, David, said he tried to flip the raft back over, but he couldn't because he broke the shoulder. He said, when it flipped over, all of us were trapped in seats and seatbelts. I see the silhouettes of my sons trying to grab each other, grab us. They wanted us to help, but we couldn't do it. I'm looking around for anyone to help us. You could see the kids' little hands. They were trying to reach for us. Just horrible. And then everybody else who kind of saw it was like, what do we do? What do we do? David said, everyone except the two boys were able to get out of their seats. The river was so intense. And so, you know, this Raging River ride had been in operation for nearly four decades. According to attorney Guy Cook, Grief City Law Firm, he said the ride was inspected by the state of Iowa the day before the incident and was in good working order. But the thing is this wasn't the first accident that happened. Back in 2016, there was a 68-year-old park worker who died. He was trying to get people into their raft, and I guess the underwater conveyor belt that creates the torrent started moving unexpectedly. It pulled him off his feet. This is a 68-year-old man a few years back. He became wedged between the belt and the wall. His head got crushed against the wall repeatedly before the riot could be turned off. And so he died of trauma to the brain. Now, the wife sued the park, was awarded an undisclosed settlement, but the ride was allowed to keep operating despite the tragedy. Now, in a Facebook post, Adventureland put, at approximately 7:35 p.m. on July 3rd, a boat on the Raging River ride overturned with six riders in it. Four guests were transported to a local hospital with injuries, three critical and one minor. They don't mention the death. Altoona Fire and Police were on property and responded immediately. We want to thank them all as Des Moines, Ankeny, Bondurant, Pleasant Hill, Delaware Township Emergency Services for their fast response. The ride had been inspected on 7/2/21, was found to be in sound working order. It will remain closed for a thorough inspection. Our thoughts are with the affected families at this time. So when parents look at this, you know, or any of us look at this, we go, how could this be prevented? I mean, you know, these rare freak accidents that happen, whether it's a water slide or a roller coaster that killed a kid. I think it was a representative's son where he flew off the roller coaster. You know, we take our kids to these places. My kids wanted to go to Six Flags, and we went with them. The G's were too difficult for my husband. He started to pass out, so he couldn't do it. But I was not going to let my kids be up there hanging upside down. I was like, I need to be there just in case I need to grab them or something. And the kids were teenagers at the time, but they wanted to go. And I'm like, then I'm going to go with you. And I went on every ride. I was scared to death. I have never been more scared in my life. But I did every ride, and it was exhilarating. But every time I'm on one of these things, I'm like, we're idiots. Anything could break. We are trusting plastic and metal as we are hundreds of feet up in the air. What are we doing? Now, these rides have gone on. Roller coasters have been around since, what, the 20s, I think? I mean, these are things that we've enjoyed, and accidents will happen. But, you know, maybe what we need to do is, you know, especially like with, you know, flooding and people getting trapped in cars, I don't think we do enough drills with our family. I don't. And so, you know, when you're, let's say, you know, I'm not saying, you know, strap a kid to a chair in a pool. I'm not saying that. But, you know, maybe what you need to do is have a kid, let's say, in a room with a seatbelt and have water on his face. Then get out of the seatbelt. And he's breathing. He's fine. I'm not saying waterboard him. But train them, whereas if water gets in the face and water gets in the eyes, they could still function. You know, on airplanes, when they do passenger training, they don't do a lot of it. They teach this, or the flight attendant training, they teach them to count. They've been teaching passengers to count the seats and the rows. When there's a fire on a plane or there's a crash, it's smoky, so you can't see the exit lights. But if you're in row 15, as you're going to that row, look and see where the exit row is, and then count the number of seats that you could feel, so you could do that in the dark or do that in smoke, so you know, okay, the exit row is going to be here, so you don't get trapped in a row that, you know, there are lots of little preventative things we could do. We just don't think about doing them. And I don't know if this could have even have been helped. You know, if the kids could not get out of their seatbelt and the water is heavy, and you know, they talk about when a car gets trapped in floodwaters, you can't open the door because of the heaviness of the water, and sometimes the power locks won't work, so maybe keep the locks unlocked. I don't know, but I think we probably do need to do more disaster training with families and kids, because sometimes it's just a split second move that can save someone's life. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In conjunction with the America First Policy Institute, I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter.
Former President Donald Trump delivering remarks on Wednesday. The former president also saying he's demanding the end of shadow banning, a practice where an online community blocks a user's comments or restricts their visibility. Tropical Storm Elsa making landfall in Florida. Experts saying the center of the storm came ashore along the North Florida Gulf Coast, just southeast of Tallahassee. A judge is tossing out an attempt to stop parts of Georgia's voting law. The lawsuit opposed a new requirement that voters request absentee ballots at least 11 days before Election Day, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The Pentagon responds to reports that looters unlawfully entered an Air Force base in Afghanistan.
Afghan military officials said they were not informed that U.S. troops vacated the field. Not so, says former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman.
The Afghan leaders, civilian and military, were appropriately coordinated with and briefed about the turnover of Bagram Air Base.
Kirby was questioned about military vehicles left behind.
Some vehicles were left for use by the Afghans. Some were destroyed because they were no longer usable. And some were properly transferred out of the country. Some brought home, some transferred to other places in the region.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden heading to Illinois on Wednesday. The president set to lay out a partisan reconciliation bill that will include a lot of Democrat priorities. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So where's our money going? A lot of tax dollars are being spent. It's going to be still a lot of back and forth on the next infrastructure package. Apparently, the $1 trillion infrastructure package, some Senate Democrats wanted to go it alone with the $6 trillion package on infrastructure, healthcare, climate change. I have some suggestions on where some of that money should go to. But the one thing we, I think, see with the government is when they allocate funds or they plan funds, Many times they miscalculate. And that's okay. And that's what happens with budgets. Many people, they get a budget. Turns out they spent less in one area, needed more in another. So they shift funds. It happens. But $860 million of it needing to go to a different category makes you wonder what exactly was supposed to happen with the original $860 million. So the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is going to reallocate $860 million of funds that was appropriated to the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, to cover an increase in pandemic-related costs associated with unaccompanied children at the border. Some people think that's a great move. Other people are like, what's going on? Health Secretary Xavier Becerra notified members of Congress on Tuesday that the department was reallocating the funds to cover increased costs and ensuring the safety of children arriving at the southwest border, as well as staff attending to them at shelters. The Biden administration official said that the need for pandemic-related precautions, such as testing and quarantine, has added at least $1.7 billion in cost to the program. Now, originally the money was supposed to be for pandemic costs. So it counts, but we have Delta variant. Apparently there's some news with the Epsilon variant. The Epsilon variant is apparently able to evade some antibodies. And so we have these variants, and the money I thought was supposed to hopefully go to N95 respirators for people, more incubators, things like that. And so it looks like the money is going to shift over to the border. Now, the border was a problem, maybe it was always an issue, but it exponentially exploded into an even bigger issue during this administration. And rather than urging families to not bring their kids and to beef up security, they're going to absorb the kids. And some people think that's a great idea. They go, it's not the kids' fault. Look at what happened in Haiti. The prime minister assassinated. You know, many of these are fleeing some war-torn countries. But on the flip side, this sort of money that we appropriated is taxpaying dollars. Does this have the seal of approval from the taxpayers? Californians were pretty ticked because migrant children were in school when their kids were still homeschooled. Now, I want anybody, I don't care what your citizenship status is, I want anybody taken care of who's a victim. And as a doctor, I mean, that's my job. You're a human being. I look beyond papers. But on the flip side, we are looking at spending trillions and trillions of dollars. And if there are ways to use the money, if there's money needed in many sectors, like homeless people, people not having access to health care in our own country, there's going to be a lot of then controversy over, is this money supposed to be shifted when there's so many other places that need this money? I mean, look at what happened in Miami. If infrastructure, let's say, issues with buildings and safety protocols and inspectors are not being done because of lack of funds, we just had a bunch of Americans killed. Actually, and foreigners and, nationals killed. We need some money going to that, too. So, in a letter to House and Senate Appropriations leadership, the Senate said that the pandemic has increased the program's operating costs, requiring that children be quarantined, and that emergency intake shelters have proper social distancing measures in place to keep children and staff safe. Meeting this demand, Becerra said in a letter, has substantially reduced the number of state-licensed shelter beds. Well, there's not enough state-licensed shelter beds because we have so many people coming. So they say the U.S. must deploy influx and emergency intake shelters as quickly as possible. Now, again, I'm torn with this. Having that family that had to flee the Holocaust, and America turned many people down, and they were able to find refuge in Palestine, which became Israel, I understand the need to flee countries, persecution, death. I get that. But I also understand that we have protocols in place such that it protects the safety of our border, the safety of people coming to America, and the integrity of immigration and citizenship processes. So if somebody is taking the painstaking approach to become a citizen legally, and they see that they could have done it another way, they're not going to go that way. They're you know, it's and this, unfortunately, it starts to then lead to a snowball effect. So I don't know if you guys have ever been on a freeway in California, but there's traffic. Somebody decides to drive on the shoulder to take cuts and to get to an exit. Somebody else goes, wait a second, there's no cops. I could do that too. But instead of going on the exit, I could jump about 25 cars and cut in line and squeeze in. Then another car does it. So you're actually going by the book, and you're sitting there in that right lane waiting for cars to loosen up and move so you could drive forward, and you're in the same place for an hour because of all these people taking cuts. You start to move. I mean, then it's just chaos. Anarchy. So, the Trump administration had requested and received $3 billion in supplemental funding from Congress for the unaccompanied children program in 2019. But apparently, they need more. And obviously, they need more. So, meanwhile, what else do we need money for? Well, in Illinois, President Joe Biden is now pitching proposed investments to family and education. He's visiting a community college in Illinois. He wants to gather support for his human infrastructure to boost the economy. So he's visiting McHenry Community College, a community college in Crystal Lake, with a workforce development program and a child care center. And he wants to invest in child care, health care, education, other important aspects of everyday life for Americans. And, you know, this economic agenda that is supposed to be for families and kids and all that is fantastic in terms of, wow, if we have the money, that's great. Universal pre-kindergarten, that would be great for there to be pre-kindergarten and people not having to spend buku bucks for daycare. 2 years of free community college, paid family and medical leave, that's fantastic. But where's the money coming from? Clean energy and all that. You know, there's one thing I notice with any administration is you have good and bad to both. You have some great ideas, and then sometimes you have just the ideas, just, you know what, we're just going to do it. Unfortunately, then there's an aftermath. And so I notice, in general, the Democrats came up with Medicare, they came up with Social Security, Obamacare. But then, after the economic aftermath, then Republicans came into power, Eisenhower in the 50s, Reagan in the 80s, because to remember the 70s, huge recession, Trump, things just start to build, economy starts to build again. So the Democrats get credit for getting things done, the Republicans get credit for cleaning up the aftermath. And this has kind of been going back and forth, you know, in politics for years. And so, you know, are we ready for another big cannonball? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So very, very controversial has been not only the Olympics and it being able to move forward in Japan, and it looks like because they are going to possibly be under a state of emergency or country of emergency, they may not be able to have spectators except for except for officials and the athletes. But in addition to the drama has been the concept of doping and substances being in the athletes' bodies and making headlines has been sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson, U.S. Olympian and, I mean, fantastic athlete. But she tested positive for marijuana. So she had to take a one-month suspension. As a result, she has been now kicked off the Olympic team roster for USA Track and Field, can't do the relay, and she has been an American favorite. But there's been a lot of debate on whether the move was correct or whether the move was not. Now, according to the U.S. Track and Field, the USATF, they said, first and foremost, we are incredibly sympathetic towards Sha'Carri Richardson's extenuating circumstances and strongly applaud her accountability and will offer her our continued support both off and on the track. While USATF fully agrees that the merit of the World Anti-Doping Agency rules related to THC should be reevaluated, it would be detrimental to the integrity of the U.S. Olympic team trials for track and field if USATF amended its policies following competition, only weeks before the Olympic Games. USATF also said that its athletes should follow its current anti-doping code, saying its credibility as an organization would be lost if rules were only enforced under certain circumstances. So while our heartfelt understanding lies with Sha'Carri, we must also maintain fairness for all of the athletes who attempted to realize their dreams by securing a place on the U.S. Olympic track and field team. So the 21-year-old Richardson announced on NBC's Today on Friday that she ingested marijuana after learning in an interview that her mother died before the Olympic track and field trials. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency announced that Richardson accepted a one-month suspension for her positive test. That began on Monday. So that began on Monday in July. It's going to take her well into August. Richardson's suspension prompted, of course, widespread criticism for everyone. And, you know, people have blasted the decision, and it's been Jen Psaki thinks it stinks. Biden had said, you know, rules are rules, and said the ban was fair because rules are rules. But he added that he was really proud of the way she responded to her ban. So this is something that's kind of, you know, interesting. You know, marijuana is still illegal in the United States, but it's illegal in multiple states. Different countries look at marijuana differently. And marijuana, I don't have the whole list of anything allowed and not allowed, but Olympian athletes are not allowed to have anything that might enhance or subdue something that could interfere with their performance. Now, if some people need blood pressure medicine, or some people need thyroid medicine, they need it. They could take it. But if they don't have a deficit, or they have something that needs to be quelled, anxiety, depression, etc., insomnia, I don't believe they're allowed to take that medication and still compete. Again, I don't have the whole list. We're going to research that as to what counts and what doesn't count. So many people use marijuana to cope. Her mom died. I mean, that's got to be devastating. To me, marijuana isn't my go-to because I just don't think it works. I tried it once. It didn't do anything for me. So for me, it would be chocolate, right? Might be some wine, I don't know. But we all cope different ways. But the Olympics is a whole different game. It's a whole different beast. So as the Olympic, as the USATF had said, and implied, if other athletes have been avoiding marijuana this whole time, even ones that couldn't make the team and were doing everything by the book, do you break the rules for Sha'Carri? Even if the rules are debatable and maybe obsolete for some, if you had others that avoided using anything to enhance mood or help their moods or help their anxiety or whatever, then do they get a shot? This has kind of been what's going on with that, with the Olympian, the hammer thrower, who didn't stand for the national anthem. There are many athletes out there that have been busting their butts hoping for that. They didn't get the spot to represent America. And is it fair that somebody that does get to take that spot doesn't want to represent the country? Then, you know, do they want to represent another country? So there's a lot of debate over that. But then free speech. Does somebody have a right to say, I don't like my country? I'm going to, I'm going to compete for them. I'll get the endorsements and all that, but I have the right to say I don't like the country. So, obviously, that's debated in the news. So, you know, what happened to Shikari Richardson is one of these cases where it's like, oh, wow. You know, it would be just so easy to say, let her go. It was just marijuana. It's not enhancing her running. It's not... But all the other athletes that went by the book, and because rules are in place, then do they have to go by the book? And you know, Olympians, and maybe it's an archaic sort of premise, but Olympians are, I guess, supposed to be athletes that naturally, with no extras, are able to be world breakers and record breakers. And, you know, an Olympian is the idea of this person has striven through their sport, has busted their butts, and did it all naturally. They have the physique, they have the build, they have the talent, they have the grit, they have the stamina, they have the patriotism, they have the passion to not only break a record, but represent their country as look at what America can do. And so I understand why the Olympics committee, you know, has this look, you know, anybody that does a drug, whether it's legal or illegal, depending on the country, doesn't count. I had said where I feel, I don't know how I feel about the marijuana or not marijuana, I haven't really thought about it much yet, but if anybody cheated, a race in college, high school even, to get to the point where they won that race, which launched them into another race, I don't think they're allowed to be an Olympian. Any act of cheating, because you were able to put out competition and get yourself into an arena that allowed you to then succeed, and if you didn't get there by your own merit, even in its earliest infancy, doesn't mean that you got there all on your own. And so you know, it all depends on how you look at the Olympics. If the Olympics is, how are you here and now? Any of you that have nothing in your system, and here you guys are today, you compete. But if it's the process, if it's the path, if it's all the competitions leading you up to the Olympics, then it does count. So that's kind of where they're at. And I mean, I agree with Jen Psaki. That stinks. That really does stink. And I agree with Joe Biden where, you know, she handled it with grace in terms of, you know, I'll take the suspension. And it does stink because she is a favorite, and I think she's a fantastic athlete. And I believe that I haven't followed her career, but if she hadn't cheated, I believe she earned being there. But I understand why there's that rule. And so, you know, that's why it's being honored. So this Tokyo Olympics is not going to be without its drama. You know, and Tokyo has lost millions, maybe billions of dollars not being able to have people there. And the COVID pandemic is still, you know, a force. So it's going to be interesting starting July 23rd. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.